Well, he's back. Brock Lesnar is back. What does this mean for the WWE? Well, it means a bunch of things. It means that Vince McMahon isn't scared to spend money to bring people back to the company that can get higher ratings. That's good. It also means that he has zero faith in many of the young guys that could possibly get involved in an angle with John Cena. So, the beginning of Raw, The Rock says that he's home. He said this before, and that means, you know, he shows up about 10 times over the year. Hardly home. More like a place you stop off and do your laundry. Brock Lesnar told David Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer that he'd probably wrestle more than The Rock, but not as much as Goldberg, whatever that's supposed to mean. What does this do to the WWE? It basically does a lot of things. It gives hardcore fans something that they want to see. It gives hardcore fans another reason to hate John Cena. It gives hardcore fans a matchup that probably might have never ever happened. You know, considering how solid Lesnar was in the UFC before his injuries and before his sicknesses and things like that. It's a really good matchup that they can basically, if they're smart, milk for an entire year. So now, Cena will get in another feud or whatever, and then he'll end up wrestling Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania or something like that. It works well. With The Rock saying that he wanted to become world champion in the beginning of Raw, Rock versus CM Punk could be very interesting. Even though, honestly, CM Punk versus Mark Henry looked pretty damn good on Monday. So rather than Vince McMahon and Triple H kind of work with what they have in-house and kind of continue to make superstars, they're going to go back to the well and pay somebody to bring asses to seats. It's not a bad thing, but considering how much talent Dolph Ziggler, Cody Rhodes, Zack Ryder, Kofi Kingston, all these guys have, and they just haven't gotten the megastar push that they deserve or haven't earned yet, the WWE is going to be a pretty interesting place. Considering that, too, I mean, just think of it. This past week on Raw, you had The Rock saying that he's going to stick around. You had the return of Brock Lesnar. And you had the return of Albert, or Lord Tensai. Another guy that is a risk. The same way Lesnar is a risk. If Lesnar can't go the way that he used to go, then it's just a wash. The same thing goes with Albert. Albert looked good in his match, but they need to have him wrestle some real people. I mean, I would love to see Albert go with Mark Henry or somebody big and strong. I mean, be pretty interesting. But back to Lesnar, I mean, this guy might be able to provide some high-quality television. The fans were going crazy when he was out there for good reason. He's a former champion. And they have short memories. They forget that last match with Goldberg, where no one basically wanted them there anymore. And they forgot about his exodus to the NFL, where he kind of trash-talked about the WWE a little bit. And he was kind of a part of the competition for a little while. MMA is drawing better ratings than wrestling right now. And one of those big reasons for that, one of the big reasons for that was Brock Lesnar. So can he kind of shift the tables back in wrestling's favor? I don't think so. But again, this kind of sews up John Cena's fate for the next year. It keeps the title off of John Cena, which I think a lot of hardcore fans will like. So maybe, you know, maybe CM Punk loses the title to somebody before the Rock gets his hands on him. Maybe The Rock fights a baby, a young guy, and kind of makes him. CM Punk doesn't need to be made right now. So everything's kind of up in the air right now. But bottom line is, the end of Raw was entertaining. And when was the last time Raw was truly entertaining?